Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an Insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
And I just want to say that we have a Northwest couple that has voluntarily decided to join the show. And honestly, they're here really looking for your advice and your help. That's what we are here to do. I want to welcome to the show Janine from Puyallup. Hi, Janine. It's Fitz. How are you? Good morning.
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for the direct message on Facebook. By the way, you could always message me. Two words, follow Fitz. And at the very top of Janine's message, it said, "Where's the beef?" So I was like, okay, what is this about? And Janine, tell us about the issue that your fiance, Eddie, is having with one of the neighbors right now.
Okay, so Eddie's got beef with another one of the neighborhood dads, and it's gotten out of control. It's to the point where my son is actually best friends with the son of the guy who has beef with Eddie. And so their relationship is now strained. Eddie won't let the son come over and doesn't want to let my son go over to his house. It seems out of control to me.
So more than anything, it sounds like you're upset because this is affecting your kid, right? And sort of his mental well-being during this weird time.
Right.
Is Eddie a hothead? Is this normal behavior for him, or does this seem like out of character?
I mean, Eddie, he doesn't have like a bad temper or anything, but I feel like sometimes he just doesn't let things go. Mm.
Oh. Right.
Well, how long have you been letting your kids play together anyway?
Ever since we've lived here, they've been, you know, attached at the hip, best friends for at least like the past 4 or 5 years.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, this past few months, they haven't been able to play together at all, you know, and they're so used to being together. So they've been like, you know, super sad. It doesn't seem like my son's himself without being able to play with his friend. And, you know, I'm sure that,
all right,
you know.
One thing I haven't asked you, though, why is your fiance beefing with his neighbor buddy? What's the issue? Why are they mad at each other? Why isn't he letting his kid play with his kids?
Honestly, I think Eddie just can't let some things go.
Okay.
So petty stuff.
He just can't let things go.
Okay, so, you know, Eddie is listening right now. If you don't mind, in a couple of minutes, we're going to see what he, you know, says about this. Is that cool? Just kind of get his side of the story?
Sure thing.
You could text to 96459, make up or break up, and Janine is on from Puyallup. I got a message on my Facebook page from Janine that said, "Where's the beef?" And apparently Janine's fiance is beefing with one of his buddies, his neighbor buddy, and now they won't let their kids play together. Mm. And Janine, is that part of the issue for you? You just want your kids to be able to play together again?
Yeah. I mean, this is all really silly, and I just let them play.
Yeah. Let them be little. And when I asked you why your fiance, Eddie, is beefing with his buddy, you said it's just about petty stuff.
It really is. It really is. Eddie just needs to let it go and call it a day so we can go back to life as normal.
All right. Well, we're going to find out what the beef is about right now. Always two sides to every story. I want to welcome Eddie from Puyallup. What's up, Eddie? Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's good, my friend. I think everybody's wanting to know, A, why you beefing with the neighbor? Like, why won't you let your kids play together anymore?
All right, first, let me just say, like, Janine's kids, the neighbor's kids, they do have a really nice friendship, and I really hate, you know, stepping in between that. But, you know, what it comes down to is this dude is 100% just a creep.
In what way?
You know, I didn't want to bring Janine into this. I just wanted to handle this and just, you know, sweep it under the rug, whatever. But, you know, this guy, he's a part of my poker club, you know, so in the neighborhood, we know of each other and all that kind of stuff. So I'm talking to one of my other buddies, and he says to me, "Hey, man, dude's been saying some stuff about Janine. And I'm like, what kind of stuff are you talking about? This dude's talking about her butt. You know, he's saying, like, lewd things about how she looks and, like, he's going to take her out and do all this kind of stuff.
I was like, whoa, we got a bad break on that. Have you talked to him about comments he's making about your fiance?
Of course.
Oh, okay. And because of that, you're not letting your kids play together. Okay.
Yeah, as soon as the whole quarantine thing kind of lifted a little bit, you know, I went over there and I pretty much laid it flat. I said, listen, man, you know what you're doing. It's no good. And you need to stay away from us. And he was just like, oh, well, you know, our kids are best friends. Like, no.
That dude is straight up shady. Janine, I mean, is that a good enough reason for you for your kids not to play together? Because some dude apparently is trying to holler up on you. He wants to climb you like a stepladder.
I mean, guys are going to say that kind of stuff. Like, guys say that stuff. He didn't say it to my face. I mean, guys are always going to think that I have a good butt. Like, there's nothing I can do to stop that.
Right
on.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you don't have a good butt. I'm just saying that I don't want some other dude, like, you know, being predator and trying to prey all over.
That is disrespectful. Yeah. I mean, I agree, Eddie. You got to cut that dude off.
Yes, but what does that have to do with your kids?
Huh.
He doesn't want his kid
around
him.
That's the thing. You can't punish the kids because his dad.
Sometimes you got to be a little cruel to be kind. Ooh. Maybe
I don't
you
want
can.
Influence on the kid. You know, Janine, like, it's not necessarily my kid, but, like, I look at it like he is. So, like, I don't want this dude's influence going through his kid and then influencing our kid.
And the guy's like a creep in general.
And maybe that other guy's, like, trying to use, you know, Janine's child. Like, hey, you know, tell your mom to say hi to me. And
hey, is your mom coming to pick you up?
Yeah, yeah. Where's your mom? Where's Janine? Where's Judge Janine? All right, listen. Hey, guys, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. So many text messages coming in right now. 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. Should they make up or break up? And as always, you know, we have a therapist in Renton who is willing to give you 2 free appointments to try to resolve this situation for you guys. Is that okay with you?
Yeah,
okay.
Great.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get all your info and get it to the therapist. Again, you can text to 96459. Look at this. Okay, guys. Somebody's like, hey, can we see her butt? Come on. Trash Man Mike. What's going on? Okay. Let's go to... I'm going to check in with Patrick and Stanwood for a moment. Stand by. Pat, your thoughts. Do we have a makeup or breakup here?
I'm thinking right there, based on the responses of one side, they could make it up, but I would say probably break it if it's going to cause that kind of tension amongst them.
Yeah, or
seem to be affected by it either.
Or why can't they just make up and say, okay, we'll stay away from the creepy neighbor and we'll continue to have a loving relationship? Why not just do that? Why do they have to end it because of this creepy neighbor who's making inappropriate comments about his fiance?
Well, I said at the end, I said they can work it out. It's just, you know, it takes two to tango, and if he's making these advances,
yeah,
and trying to defend his woman.
What you do is you take, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I wonder is, I think it was probably more severe than even Eddie made it out to be, because it wasn't like a rumor he heard through the mill. It sounds like he directly knew of... probably more explicit stuff. Obviously, he was going light for us.
Seems
on the
like
radio
several
here.
People. It seems like several people told him about these comments.
Because if it was a light rumor, like, "Hey, I heard he said something complimentary," this we wouldn't be going through this. I think there's more to it than even we heard.
Right.
I want to say what's up to Frank in Everett right now. Good morning, Frank. Should they make up or break up?
I mean, I think they should make up, but also that, I mean, you can't. That guy is totally in the right. I mean, the kid's just going to have to deal with not having a friend, because going after somebody's wife, that is a no-go. No wives, no fiancés, moms maybe, but you can't. Those comments are unwarranted.
Wait, did you say moms maybe?
Actually, like
single moms. Yes, actually, Frank, you make a brilliant point. When you really have a good buddy or pal, you could always insult their mom, right?
Oh, yeah.
Say, if they're a really good pal, you could say the worst things about their mother, but you can't say something about, like, the girlfriend, fiance, or wife. That's off limits. That's like,
yeah.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah.
That is like a weird man rule.
Yeah, it is kind of a man rule.
Frank, it's interesting. Claire, your response to that?
I am just flabbergasted by this conversation. Frank, thank you for your call. I respect your opinion. But I just think, like, you guys are imparting the wrong message on your kids. Maybe tell them your dad's a jerk, but that doesn't make the kid a jerk. Give the kid a chance.
That's true, but then you have the kid where you explain to your kid, hey, we don't want you over there because he's a little weird. That kid's going to go over to the house and go, my dad says you're kind of weird.
Yeah.
You're kind of a creep.
Madison in Tacoma, it's Fitz. Make up or break up.
I don't think there's any reason to break up, but I think that the fiance is an adult, so he should act like one. I don't understand why he's punishing his kid for something that's going on in his life. And I agree with the mom, where she's talking about how the kids have a great relationship and whatnot, and people are going to say great things about somebody's butt if it's nice. You know, and that's something that you're going to have to deal with if you're going to marry a woman with a nice butt.
Amen. Yeah. No. So you're saying these little kids' relationship, hey, let's be little neighbor buddies. That's more important. Let's let them play. Even though this little kid's dad is making comments about this guy's fiance. Oh, hail to the no. It's like there's you just got to cut that relationship out with the neighbor.
You got to put your children first. Amen. Your children's
happiness straight up crazy.
Goes above yours.
You are crazy. He's making comments about her butt.
Well, what Maddie says, if she's got a nice butt, it's going to happen. Comments are going to happen. You can't, like, close out every single person.
Marry someone with a less good butt.
What I said earlier, as long as it's just a comment, as long as it's not, like, him getting into detail and getting kind of, you know,
I am sitting here with a group of people who obviously will not stand up for the honor and sanctity of their woman. Hell to the no. You don't let your kids play with somebody else's kids when their dad is making comments. Heck no. Especially when you're about to kick the dude's butt.
I do get that. My parents used to tell me I couldn't hang out with kids on the block because their parents were weird.
You can't. Weird parents? You don't let your kids play with the weird parents or people who are making comments.
There's a really, really good text here I think is important. It says, unfortunately, this is the world that we women live in. And if we limit our options by how men react to us, we'll never get anything done. She herself needs to shut this neighbor down in front of her fiance and call it like it is. And they should make up.
That's everything. How are you agreeing with that now? That's everything.
No,
earlier, you were completely disagreeing with that.
No, because from her standpoint, he needs to let it go. If you freak out every time a man makes a comment about a part of your body, you will never get out of your house.
Right.
So he's got to let
Claire,
it go.
This is the neighbor, though. We're not talking about comments from everybody or so-and-so. No, this is the dude's neighbor.
I understand.
Well, you know what? At least we have Mike, the relationship expert.
Save us, Mike.
From Redmond, who's always here to save the day during Makeup or Breakup. I can't wait, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Claire, I'm going to throw you a bone here. I'd have to agree with you. I think that some men just talk like this. It relates back to this locker room conversation type talk we talked about as a nation a couple years ago.
Locker room
but
talk.
I would caveat that with saying the fact that this man's not willing to apologize and say, hey, man, I'm sorry this offends you. I'll step it back till at least you're married.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a little unacceptable. And just coming from my personal experience as a kid, if their kids are around him, it's going to give him the opportunity to learn more about this woman. And I just don't think that's a good situation.
Wow. That's interesting.
Interesting. This neighbor might be a real creep.
He's using the kid to get info on the mom. See, that I hadn't thought of.
Again, Mike, the relationship specialist in Redmond, you are a like miniature Buddha with hair.
Yes. We assume. We've never seen you.
Yes. Oh, I've got lots of hair.
Okay, good.
Hey, thank you as always, Mike. We appreciate you. All right, Drew, so with the text messages and the phone calls, social media, percentage-wise, do we have a makeup or breakup here?
We do. We are almost unanimous to make up. There's only a few people who thought this was a level of disrespect enough for a breakup, but there are a lot of opinions flying on this one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And if you missed any of it, and I hope that you have a chance to go back and catch up on this, go to 989thebull.com and click on our podcast, and you'll get every bit of makeup or breakup, 989thebull.com.